Hello and welcome back to a New Year's Eve edition of Bases Loaded. I am your host, as always, Eric Ellefson. And on this week's episode, we have NFL Week 17 recap, as well as a final week of the regular season, Week 18 preview. We'll do college football playoff. We had round one, let's see, it was about 10 days ago. And then tonight we kicked out, or we started with the quarterfinal rounds tonight with, I think it's, let's see, Boise State against Penn State, or sixth seed Penn State against number three seed Boise State, in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl that is at 6:30 tonight on ESPN. And then the other three games kick off. Other three playoff games are tomorrow, we have number five Texas against number four Arizona State in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, noon on ESPN, followed by the Rose Bowl between number one seed Oregon against number eight seed Ohio State, 4 p.m. on ESPN, and then wrapping up the quarterfinal round is number seven Notre Dame against number two Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl at 7:45, also on ESPN. And then semifinals are next, will be January 9th and 10th, with the championship game Monday, January 20th. And we have a 6:30 start time on ESPN for all those games as well. We've had some bowl games today. We have Michigan beating number 11 Alabama 19-13. Right now we have Louisville up 35-21 against Washington. We have number 15 South Carolina against number 20 Illinois, with Illinois leading 7-3. And then the last bowl game today is the college football playoff. I think tomorrow is just the college football playoff ones. I don't think there's any other bowl games going on. And then Thursday we have number 14 Ole Miss against Duke. We have two on Friday, one Saturday, and then after that it's done. Yeah, and then we'll go on, and then we got like FSC championship game next Monday. That's is that Division Two, or is that just, that might be Division Two, I'm not quite sure. But going into NFL, like I said, week 17, kind of an odd one this was for week 17, as we had the NFL trying to spicing things up, doing two games on Christmas Day, with the Chiefs beating the Steelers 29-10, and then the Ravens taking care of business against the Texans 31-2. Then we had Thursday Night Football, a real fun game, Seahawks over the Bears 6-3. Then we had triple header on Saturday. Bengals keeping their playoff hopes alive, beating the Broncos 30-24 in overtime. Chargers taking a step to clinching a, they might have clinched a playoff spot or something along that line, beating the Patriots 40-7. And then the Rams taking another step closer to clinching the NFC West division, beating the Cardinals 13-9. And then Sunday we had the Eagles taking care of the Cowboys 41-7 to clinch the NFC East. We had the Vikings hanging on to beat the Packers 27-25 in Minneapolis. And then with the Lions winning last night 40-34 against the Niners, We have pretty much it's Sunday Night Football. Is it in? Let's see, it's in Detroit. Between the Vikings and Lions, with the winner clinching the NFC North, and I think whoever wins probably will have the first round. Will have the number one seed in the NFC. Side of the playoff bracket. Because, if Eagles beat the Giants, which, I mean, they have flipped records with the Giants being 3-13 and then the Eagles being 13-3. I guess that would still probably... I'm guessing either one of them probably maybe has the tiebreaker or strength of schedule or something like that. Kind of going into other Week 17 games. Buccaneers beat the Panthers 48-14, and the Commanders beat the Falcons 30-24 in overtime. So I don't think the Buccaneers have officially clinched the NFC South, but with them winning and then the Falcons losing, that kind of helps their cause. The Giants beat the Colts, I think pretty much eliminating them from the playoffs. And then with the Giants winning, they lost their grips on the number one overall pick in next year's draft. Raiders over the Saints 25-10. Bills over the Jets 40-14. Dolphins over the Browns 20-3. So, not the most, interesting games, some of them. And then this Saturday we have two games, a doubleheader on ABC/ESPN. Browns at the Ravens at 3:30, and then Bengals Steelers at 7. So AFC North teams playing it out. Ravens pretty much control their destiny. I think they win. If they win, they pretty much clinch the division, because they'd be 12-5, and then if the Steelers win, they'd be 11-6. So, because they had all the games, because they had for week 18, it had all the games, who was playing who listed, but it didn't have start times and anything like that. And it did have some of them being, able to be flex games for January 4th. So that's kind of what they did. Made them all AFC North games. Because it's week 18, so it's pretty much being division games. I think they're all division games. Yes. Yeah. Because the AFC, the Chiefs winning. Whoa, that was a sentence. With the Chiefs winning on Christmas Day, they clinched the number one seed in the AFC. We'll kind of see who all plays that game. I kind of doubt most of the starters, if any of the starters will play for Kansas City. Banged up, trying to get rested up. I know Chris Jones, D-tackle, didn't play on Christmas with a strained calf. But, we had, five sats, I think, a season high. So, missed him, but, wasn't able to, get a whole lot. It's not like his present wasn't fully lost with him not playing. We need him to come playoff time. So to try and take that, that's to rest. And then, Packers at... are playing the Bears at Lambeau. Packers have, they've clinched a playoff spot. There should be a thing. There should be like clinching scenarios. Like, what's. Let's see. Clinching scenarios. Okay, here we go. Yep, we got 16 games left. Week 18, clinching scenarios in AFC. Already clinched is Kansas City, number one seed. Buffalo has the two, as well as, and then Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Houston, Chargers have all clinched. It's just kind of, you know, the seeding is what we're kind of waiting for and what, you know, week 18 will determine finally. I mean, Buffalo, we know they're hosting. Houston has the four seed, being the AFC South Division champions. And then, you know, whoever wins the AFC North will be the three seed. And then I think Chargers are probably fifth or sixth seed. And then, well, then whoever doesn't win the AFC North, would they might be the fifth seed. And then Chargers would be sixth. And then I think, because it's either Denver or Cincinnati that can get the seventh seed. But, I mean, Denver probably has a slightly better chance, knowing that the Chiefs will probably not play their starters that game on Sunday afternoon, so. But yeah, Ravens clinch AFC North with a win slash tie, or a Pittsburgh loss slash tie versus Cincinnati. And the Steelers clinch with a win and a Baltimore loss. The Bengals can clinch a spot with a win plus a Denver loss plus a Miami loss slash tie at the Jets. And then Denver can clinch with a win slash tie, or a Cincinnati loss slash tie to Pittsburgh, and a Miami loss slash tie to the Jets. And then Miami can clinch with a win and a Denver loss. And then NFC week 18 clinching scenarios. So we have Philly is locked into the two. And then we have Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, Los Angeles, and Washington already clinched. Philly clinched the division. Washington clinched the division. We have Atlanta can win plus a can clinch with a or they can clinch the South with a win and a win and a Tampa Bay loss to New Orleans. Buccaneers clinch the South with a win slash tie, or Atlanta's loss slash tie to Carolina. Lions and Vikings, they win and they clinch the number one seed, you know, the NFC North division title and home field advantage. So let's see, for the AFC, Kansas City's the one, Buffalo's the two, Houston's the four, Baltimore is a ESPN's football power index, I think that's right, is, let's see, 94.6% chance Baltimore, with Pittsburgh having a 5.4%, Pittsburgh with over a 67.7% chance of having the 5, Chargers with 26.9, Baltimore at 5.4. Chargers at 73.1 for the sits. Pittsburgh at 26.9 for the sits seed. And then Denver has a 64.3% chance of getting the 7th. Miami 25.3, and then Cincinnati with a 10.4. And then all kinds of fun for the NFC, so I'm not gonna go through it. That's kinda crazy. And then projected playoff brackets. Also per ESPN's football power index, for the AFC be Denver at Buffalo, Chargers at Baltimore, Pittsburgh at Houston, and then the wild card bye with Kansas City. And then the NFC, according to this, Patriots at the Eagles, Commanders at Rams, Vikings at Buccaneers, and then the Lions having the number one seed in wild card bye. So, you know, a lot to kind of play with. Kind of what they do. But I mean, with, like, you know, the, you know, how the last week of the season goes. I mean, they're all division games, so that makes it, like, a little interesting. So, like, you know, if you're not going to win your division, can try and knock out, you know, a division rival from a playoff spot and stuff like that. Which, you know, pretty fun. And then yeah, next week we'll know, like, you know, playoffs and all that. I think one playoff game would be, I think they do two wild card. They'd have two games on Saturday, three games Sunday, and then they always have a Monday night wild card round game, and then division rounds Saturday, Sunday, championship game Sunday, Super Bowl 2 weeks from there. So, you know, we'll do, like, kind of playoff predictions and stuff like that next week, as we'll know officially who's in the playoffs and who's out. And then, you know, we'll go from there. I mean, we'll break down the final week. But, I mean, the main thing is, yeah, going to be, like, you know, doing playoff predictions and stuff like that, as well as kind of, like, some maybe off-season plans for maybe teams that didn't make it, or just missed out type of thing. So we'll see about that. And then, yeah, college football, like I said, we have games tonight. I don't know. I kind of feel like, I mean, with some of these, I feel like, I mean, Boise State's the three, but I think Penn State's at -13 point underdog, or favorite, I should say. And then tomorrow, Texas is a 12.5 point underdog. I mean, we'll kind of see, because, I mean, with, like, you know, first round, like, we kind of saw what happens when some of these teams, like SMU, Indiana, played, like, teams of higher caliber. You know, they kind of destroyed them, and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Texas and Penn State move on. Ohio State has a chance. I mean, they played Oregon really close. September or, like, late. Well, let's see. Early October, or October 12th. That was week six. Then number three, Oregon beat number two, Ohio State, 32-31. In Oregon, this is a neutral, you know, site. It is at the Rose Bowl, so, like, you know, it is a little bit closer to Oregon than it is Ohio. But Ohio State's actually 2.5 point favorite, and then Notre Dame or Georgia is a 1 point favorite. So Georgia's the only higher seed that is actually favored. I mean, yeah, I'm not surprised with Penn State and Texas being favored. I mean, Arizona State and Boise State, I mean, they made it because, like, you know, conference champs and, like, four conference champs are doing it that, you know, round one, you know, bye into the quarterfinals. So, I mean, I'm hoping for more competitive games. As opposed to, like, you know, some of those, all the first round games were not that close. I mean, like, Texas only won by 14, Notre Dame won by 10, but those games were not as close as the score looks, or would make you believe. So, bit up, And then we'll kind of do some baseball. I don't remember if I've said this. Because let's say I did two. I'm pretty sure it was 2 weeks ago that I did the last show. So I think we were doing like some college football playoff kind of first round preview. We did obviously whatever that would have been week 15 for NFL recap. So I don't know if I've talked about a whole lot of baseball stuff that has gone on since then. We've had quite a bit of stuff. I'm trying to think of like who has all like happened since then. We've had, I know like my Cubbies, we traded for Kyle Tucker. From, let's see, the Astros, and then we traded Cody Bellinger to the Yankees for our relief pitcher. We sent a couple of infielders to the Astros, and then I think a couple over the weekend we acquired Vita Brujan from the Marlins, utility infielder, and then we signed some kind of left-handed pitcher today. Utility Brujan trade. And then left-handed Thibar? I don't know how to pronounce that. Today. So, you know, we kind of and then we don't really know yet. I think last time I talked, it was like after Juan Soto signed with the Mets. And then the Yankees signed Max Fried, a left-hand pitcher. We still haven't known where Japanese phenom pitcher Roti Sasti. I think that's how you pronounce it, has signed. He's met with a bunch of teams, including my Cubbies and some other ones. I don't know if we have a chance. I mean, we do have like Shota Umanaga and Seiya Suzuki, you know, two Japanese players on the roster. So I'm sure, you know, they probably have reached out or kind of tried to like, you know. It's not like we don't have money to spend. Just I've seen like others where it's like the Dodgers have spent so much over the past 2 years, and like I think the Padres were like one of the other favorites, so we'll kind of see how that goes from here, and stuff like that. So that's kind of, oh, Corbin Burns, he signed. Oh my goodness, I might be able to find it. Maybe not. It was the Diamondbacks. There we go. And then I think someone signed like a 1-year deal. Some other starting pitcher with the Red Sox. We also lost Ricky Henderson, the all-time leader in stolen bases. I think that was last week sometime. But, you know, not a whole lot going on. Baseball at the moment is like, we're kind of like going in it. You know, stuff is still kind of happening. I mean, spring training's like, boy, like 2 months away. No, not even, maybe less. Less than 2 months away. About a month and a half, actually. So, you know, It's going to be pretty crazy, that is for sure. I don't know if anything will happen in the next week, baseball-wise. You know, we kind of had some of the craziness happening. And then... but... you know, I'm sure more can happen as we get around. And, like, you know, a lot of players, you know, especially if they have some kind of agents that like to try and get as much as they can for their team players, you know, they might not sign for late into, like, you know, January, early February type of thing. So it's kind of a lot to still look out until now. So, you know, if anything happens, we'll kind of follow it. But, you know, so college football, quarterfinals breakdown, semifinal preview next week, NFL playoff, you know, predictions. And then no baseball, really. If anything, nothing happens, we could probably squeeze in some, you know, like college basketball and NBA. As with the calendar turning to January, then conference play will start kicking up for college basketball. And then, you know, NBA will be about a month away from the trade deadline. And, you know, teams like that. So, fun. And we'll kind of go from there. And, you know, yeah, that wraps up this episode. Thanks for listening. And have a happy new year.